Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Why is gold pushing to all-time highs? Simply because the cost of living is up almost 18% since 2021. The $34 trillion national debt has investors worried when this house of cards will come crashing down. This is why so many Americans are turning to Birch Gold Group. Text COAST to 989898 and get your free info kit on gold, and to see how Birch Gold can help you convert an existing IRA or 401k into a tax-sheltered IRA in gold. Text COAST to 989898 now.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you. Global entrepreneur Rubal Chendi is the author of this international best-selling book on conscious business strategies. It's called 90 Days to Life, A Journey from Turmoil to Triumph. It's about him, creator of the online business accelerator workshops. Many Eastern wisdom and Western know-how, Rubal built several tremendously successful multi-seven-figure businesses before retiring at the old age of 38 to pursue his passion for helping businesses accelerate growth using the same principles and strategies that propelled his own success in his own life. Rubal, welcome to the program.
George, thanks for having me.
My pleasure, indeed. And how did you come upon these concepts to turn your life around?
So at the age of 90, George, I was struggling to manage our finances in our family. We had $30,000 debt, and I was finishing, that was my last year of college, and I had to figure it out. I had to figure out how to move forward. If I get a job at the time in India, which was 96, 97, mm-hmm. I would get $80 per month, and that was not enough to pay, nearly enough to pay to the loan shark who basically owned my house. So I thought if I start a business, maybe I'm going to succeed. Fast forward, 5 years later, I started two businesses, failed in both of them, and had $60,000 debt by the age of 24.
Wow.
So I basically doubled my debt in like 5 years. That was my major accomplishment. And then what happened, George, was I decided I'm not going to go back because my life is so precious for me. So I needed to figure it out. So I studied business. So I got mentored by people, and I read like hundreds of books on several topics, and I dedicated every time I hit a bottleneck, I go study about it. And so I studied business, marketing, sales, and operations, and everything in between, and still I did not succeed. And at the last point, I realized that it's great to have all these skill sets, but what really matters, George, is being aligned with who I am. My soul is the direction that I'm going, and when my body and my mind is aligned to that, everything falls into place. Of course, I need to have the skills, but the skills were secondary in comparison with the alignment piece.
Was there a time, Rubal? Was there ever a time you were going to just give it all up and just walk away from everything?
Probably 1,000 times, yeah.
But something kept bringing you back, didn't it?
Yes, because I get pushed and by life, or let's say myself, and something is not working. I'm like, you know what? I fall down. You know, I'm injured. I'm like, maybe I cannot move forward. This is it. I'm done. 5 minutes later, 1 hour later, I'm like, you know what, I'm not going to give up. You know, I'm going to go forward. And I said, I'm going to go forward until it starts working for me.
And, you know, there's nothing wrong with failure if you learn from your mistakes.
In fact, yes. In fact, it's not nothing wrong. If I were to take one more step, you need to have in certain levels in business compared to a job where you are 100% successful because you have you get your paycheck no matter what, 90% of the time. In business, if you try five things, based on my own experience and based on my clients' data, when I work with people in 14 different countries, is that when you try five things, one of them will work. What are the rest of the things? They are learning. And you learn the most from your supposed failures. And the one victory that you have, that makes you the most money.
What was that moment, Rubel, that turning point for you when you knew this is starting to work?
That moment was life pushed me. And I went through uncertainty. So we will talk about the spiritual side of it in a second. All right, there was a point in my life, you know, when you have a small problem and you kind of fight that, and then a bigger problem, you fight that, and a bigger problem, and you fight that. You reach a point, the problems become unbearable. Like you reach a point, it goes beyond the scale. Imagine there was a scale, and then you put something on a scale, the scale breaks. And that moment is when you break or the scale break, right? That is the moment that happened to me. And at that point, when I said, you know what, this is happening and I'm going to break the scale. And then my mind said, you know what, I give up. I'm not going to fight with this guy anymore. Let me find somebody else.
Yeah.
That moment I became free. I'm like, you know what, I could move forward. And that was the moment that I felt the freedom.
What was that first successful business that you created?
So at the age of 27, we started, 26, 27, we started an Air Force contracting company for U.S. Air Force. We started a cleaning company, a general contracting company. The first contract that we got was a cleaning contract. That was a $500,000 contract. For an Air Force base in Middle East. And we started this business, you know, and it's a really unique place, George, to work because in order for you to get inside a U.S. Air Force base, there are security protocols.
Oh, sure, yeah.
Long wait, 3 hours. Actually, like, you would not believe this, almost 2 to 2.5 hours of wait to get in and then around 2 hours of wait to get out. That's like almost 4 hours gone already, right? And sometimes you try to get in, and 2.5 hours later, there might be a security issue. People will go back. So that's the Air Force contract in some of the areas, in unsafe areas in Middle East. So we started with that, and that company grew into a multi-million-dollar company. I sold my share to my partners, and then I started my next company.
90 Days to Life is the name of the book. Rubel, tell us about the title.
90 Days to Life, George, is a contract between two people. One woman is about to give up on her life, just like the complete uncertainty that I was talking about.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, I'm done with this life. I don't want to move forward anymore. And she's going to a beach, and she's like, you know what, I'm going to end my life here. She meets a person, and then she has a conversation, an argument with this person, and she finally commits to live for 90 more days of life if this person could guide her how to live a life and be successful in business. So it's a full fictional story of a person. Everything that I learned for the last 25 years is packaged into this simple story that anybody third grade to fifth grade can read and understand everything that they need to learn about business through this simple story.
Did you go through moments of depression, Rubel, as well, as so many people do?
Yes, I did.
And so, mm-hmm. You pulled yourself out of it, obviously.
Yes. So what happens is most people go through, in some capacity, we feel disappointment. And that disappointment, George, converts into our biology, right? Into our biological reaction. So depression is nothing but a chemical change in our body, which is created by a psychological change. So the chemical change is like you don't have probably enough dopamine or other neurotransmitters that is required for you to feel good. And we are creating use of our mind. So there were some points in my life, I felt like, oh my gosh, I cannot move forward anymore. But the bottom line is, we could talk more about specifics on what we could do. At the same time, your body is the most obvious miracle that most people are missing. Many people, like for example, for the last 10,000 years of human evolution, has been on the psychology side, the Carl Jung and the Freud and everything. But there is a physical thing that you're holding, which is called body, which is equally miraculous in terms of transforming what you're feeling.
Well, what I liked about your work too, Rubel, is that it's not just about practical business applications. It's about life for people and how to change their lives.
Yes, yes. In order for us to succeed in the new world order, George, because the world is shifting from a pure selfish, I just need money, I don't care about anything else, economy, to a collective selfishness where we are all, as a community, as a collaborating community, building wealth together model. And in that new model, spirituality is going to be a fundamental principle for business success. That's why I give so much emphasis to what is about to come.
How much of your work has to do with some of the teachings of Mahatma Gandhi and his beliefs?
Mahatma Gandhi's belief has influenced me. I was referring to this yesterday as well, that he said, forgiveness is for the powerful, not for the weak. This is a concept that is completely not understood by most people. I was talking to somebody, and this person was like, felt like she was cheated. She felt like, oh my gosh, I have to revenge this person. I have to do something to this person.
Yeah.
And I said, it's good that you want to have that. You want to have a revenge because you're a human being. But let me tell you another way to revenge this person. And she's like, what can you do? Like, I'll give you a solid way. I said, forgive the person. And she's like, how is that a revenge? I said, there are three levels of revenge. The first level is like you do nothing and you're like, oh, I don't know what I could do. The second level is I want to do something to them. The third level is you're so powerful, you don't need to do anything because you could let it go because you are much bigger than that. That's what Gandhi taught, and that's what he lived by, because he believed in a deeper level of forgiveness that fundamentally guided his principles in his nonviolence and everything else that he did. And that is the fundamental principle that guides me as a person.
We should, as a world, be practicing Gandhi's teachings today, don't you think?
Of course.
Maybe it would make a world of difference, to be sure. Now, for people who are trying to get to this level that you got to through trial and error, what are some of the logical steps that people need to take?
Yeah, and before I go into the logical steps, I wanted to talk a few seconds about principles, because we are transitioning from Gandhi into this. Many a times we think that there needs to be a logical step that needs to be taken in order to succeed in business. Even before that, there is a background piece. There needs to be, each person need to find out what are the guiding principles of your business. So for me, there are fundamental principles, the principles of, having faith in, like, and this might sound like faith. What is faith in business? Faith, business and entrepreneurship is completely about faith. So what does that mean? You have the faith that you could create something that does not exist in the world. That's entrepreneurship, right? Faith is like seeing something that is not seen. So you are seeing something that is not seen in the world, and you're creating that in the world. So that is a fundamental principle that I go by, other than forgiveness and mercy. And another one is like joyful, being able to calibrate to joyfulness is a fundamental principle that's going to help you with business. Another thing is like being kind, in advance. When you have $10, it's easy to give $1 from your $10. Right? When you have $10 million, it's not easy to give $1 million. So let's start when we have $10 for being kind to people. Right? So there are seven fundamental principles that I talk about in 90 Days to Life. That's the foundation behind everything that we do in business. Once we have that laid out, George, that's when we go into the strategies for business. In order for a business to succeed, we need to have a solid product. A solid product is something that ideally would customers want to buy without any additional marketing. Peter Drucker talked about, you know, marketing, the best level of marketing, if your product is so good, the product will sell itself without much of a marketing. So you have a world-class product that customers want to buy. So check your business to see, hey, do I have a world-class product? If not, how can I make a world-class product? Or how could I innovate so that I could have a world-class product? And then have a world-class marketing strategy to market that product. And once you have these two pieces, you could actually grow to seven figures. If you want to grow further, you will optimize the marketing and the product for maximum scalability. That's the essence of growing a business.
And what would you do today, Rubel, during COVID, when businesses are closed and shutting down? I mean, how does somebody keep their livelihood going?
Adapt. Adapt and adapt. Let me explain. So we are stepping into a new world where uncertainty is the new normal. Like 10 years ago, 20 years ago, our parents, or, you know, 50 years ago, our parents worked the same job and lived their entire life doing the same thing probably.
Yeah. Yes, they
and
did.
Then they retired. Yeah. But today, like even in the job market, in the next decade, people will have 7 to 16 jobs. They will be switching industries to industries, doing different things in their lifetime. The same way, the world is shifting in entrepreneurship. So what does that mean? It means what is working today might not work tomorrow. So the first thing, George, that as a small entrepreneur that I need to do is understand that it's a changing world. So the COVID is an example of a changing world. It was drastic, it was challenging, and it's a big deal. At the same time, first thing is understand it's a changing world. Once you understand and appreciate that it's a changing world, then you start looking for change. Most people are reacting to change. Now you're like, okay, COVID happened and movie theaters shut down. And because of that shutdown, what happened? Nobody's buying popcorn. How is that affecting the popcorn industry? Okay, and then how is that affecting the agriculture? And how is that affecting the other thing? Now, you're not like sitting back and like, oh my gosh, why is this happening to me? You're like stepping up and saying, this has happened. Okay, got it. What is next? What is next that is going to happen? And what is next that is going to happen? And how could I build and scale my business and grow my business, adapt to my business so that I'm going to be relevant in this new world? That's the game.
And again, you could use these techniques for your own family, your own lifestyle, can't you?
For sure. Because the new world order, like we discussed, George, if you're employed and if you're unemployed, if you are a family person, if you're a homemaker, principles are the same. These principles are going to guide you. In an uncertain world, managing uncertainty effectively, it's going to be our full-time job now. We have a full-time job of managing uncertainty. Some politicians say something, some major economic shift is happening. It's all going to be uncertain. the psychological mind will be like, I don't know how to deal with that. Where you would step up and say, you know what, I got it. I can handle it. Once you are able to handle uncertainty like that, you can handle your career, your business, life, your relationship, and your spirituality.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern. And go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.